You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And I didn't even say where we were from this time. I guess I'm off.
Because we know.
Exactly. I'm from HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions. And Brian.
I'm with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors.
Absolutely. And you are our title sponsor. We should always remember you. And we are kind of off kilter today just because we are each other's guests.
We are.
And we're calling this our fall housing heating special.
Lack of cooling, hopefully.
Exactly. Lack of cooling, we hope.
Yeah.
Ooh. Though it's kind of Indian summer.
I kind of like it right now. Everyone's like, I love this weather.
It's been nice. I heard that like a week ago we were supposed to have our first frost. That's typically when we have our first frost, and we haven't had it yet.
Yay. I'm okay with that. Everything is still lush and green.
It is. And 70s, low 70s,
I like it.
High 40, 60s, that's
40s
okay.
40s at night, I'm okay
yep,
with this.
Yep. Don't have any heating or cooling on.
Nope. For a little while, a little bit of a
actually,
pre-proof.
I always say in my industry, it's really not my favorite season because I'd really rather people have their heating or their cooling on. So I always say I like it really, really hot or really, really cold. Mm-hmm. Because then they have to have those mechanicals on.
But don't you think this is like you should be testing your heating system
exactly.
now? And rather than when you turn it on when it's really cold and you're like, wait a minute, nothing's working.
Well, and typically people, and I used to be one of these people, mm-hmm. I would be the holdout. I wasn't turning my furnace
I'm
on.
I'm not going to do it.
I wasn't going to do it.
Three pairs of socks on, two blankets. Yeah,
I've gotten into November before mm-hmm. without having my heating yep. on. And then you're the one person that you turn it on, you wait until you're so cold and you get into bed and it's just not warm enough and it's 11 o'clock and you turn it on and nothing.
You know what? You're not the only one though. That's the problem.
I know.
Lots of people wait and do this.
Uh-huh. And then you call your friends in the heating and cooling industry if you have them, if you're lucky enough to have them and you go, can you please come to my house and see what's wrong with my furnace?
It's 11 o'clock and nothing's happening.
Exactly.
I'm afraid my pipes will freeze.
Yeah. No,
they're not
going to.
That's what they think.
But
that's
it's
what
true.
They think.
Well, and it does happen. And people, I mean, your furnace does go out in the middle of the winter
always.
As well. But, you know, we were talking before the show about how what to talk about today.
Right. Yeah.
And you were saying, you know, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the real estate industry, as well as how to prep your house for if you're selling it. A lot of people are selling, and you want people to sell because the inventory is low right now.
It is.
Buyer's market.
Yeah, we are actually, these numbers are all from August because September numbers haven't been come out yet, but we're almost 17% short in homes for sale now the same time last year.
Wow.
That's a big.
Yeah,
it's a huge number, especially when in Monroe County, sales are up 4.2%.
Wow.
Over last year as a state, we're up 10.7.
People want to move here.
Yeah, of course they do. Bloomington's always one of those best places to live, best places to retire, to raise your family, all those great things. Mm-hmm. We have a quality of life here that, you know, you just don't find in the rest of the parts of the state.
Yeah. Well, so we need houses, people. So if you're thinking about selling your house, let's help them get it ready.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. This is a different time of year. So, you know, things are starting to look a little gray. So you got to, you know, mm-hmm. make sure everything's really clean and crisp outside. Make sure all the leaves are cleaned off. Clean your gutters out. That stray
multiple
limb.
Multiple times.
Yeah. That stray limb that's been laying on your roof all summer because you didn't want up and get it down now. Because now it really.
Brian.
I know.
You're getting picky.
I know. But it's all those
just
things.
One big wind and it'll come right down.
That's what you keep hoping for
and maybe
all
with
summer.
The gutter too.
That could happen.
Exactly.
You don't want that. But those are things that show up in inspection report. And, you know, it's just good home maintenance. I'm amazed mm-hmm. by, you know, it's just part of being a homeowner. Sorry, it's no fun to get up there and clean them out. And you can hire someone to do it, though.
Absolutely. You know, well, and I was thinking, you know, people think that the fall isn't probably a great time to sell your house.
Yeah.
But I feel like a house shows really well in the fall.
It can.
Because the colors of the trees maybe mm-hmm. that are around your house.
Yeah.
As well as a lot of people move at the semester break.
They do. And so,
believe it or not, at Christmas time people move.
Well, you know, it's that time of the end of year. If you're starting a new job or unfortunately maybe you got downsized out of a job or something,
mm-hmm.
that it's that transition time at the end of the year. So if you are, you know, thinking you're going to be moving, put it on sooner rather than later. I always say it's better to be inconvenienced on the front side. So maybe you've sold your house and maybe, unfortunately, you have to move into a short-term
mm-hmm.
rental.
Mm-hmm.
But it's better to do that than in December or January you're trying to sell a house and you're like, your spouse.
I have to get out.
You have to move. And so now you've left a vacant mm-hmm. house in the middle of winter, and you've moved on, hopefully someplace sunny, but right. you're leaving a house, and that's stressful.
Yeah.
I mean, so having it done and over with, there's a great value to that. And,
yeah.
And it, sometimes it is a monetary value even.
Oh, absolutely. I was actually just talking over the weekend. I was we were out of town, so mm-hmm. it wasn't someone here in Bloomington, but we were talking about some cousins sold a house.
Yeah.
They put their house on the market, and they thought, because his job is going away.
Okay, right.
But it's one of those jobs that it's going away, and they gave him a date, like September 30th.
Okay.
Well, and then they moved it.
Oh.
to December 30th.
Oh, okay. Well,
and actually now they moved it again. Oh. But in the meantime, they've sold their house, had to move out.
Okay.
And are looking to relocate to another state completely.
Wow. Right.
But they're in an okay situation because mm-hmm. their rent is way less than what they were
exactly.
paying in their mortgage.
Exactly.
And they've got a small storage unit because mm-hmm. they actually had downsized
sure.
a bunch of stuff.
Yep.
So they're okay. And
right.
and I was saying, you know, she goes, it's stressful just because it's a smaller house.
It is.
You know, we're not used to it.
Yep.
But in the long run, I think they're going to have a much better down payment on their next house in a new state.
Right. Well, and they put them in a better place in the market because
right.
across the country, the housing market is really hot. I mean, you hear about it just all over the place, multiple offers, and the house was gone in 2 days. And so, you know, if you have a house to sell or you still have a house to close on, your offer is not going to be as good
mm-hmm.
as someone who doesn't have to doesn't have to go through that process. They're ready to go. You know, they've got their mortgage in place, we'll close and move in, you know, 30
mm-hmm.
days.
Yeah.
As opposed to someone that, well, we still have to close on our house and it's going to be mm-hmm. a month. And
Or we're waiting for our other house to be ready.
Yeah.
And so we'd really like to move this yep. date. And so, yeah.
You just put yourself in a seller's market. The buyer needs to be really ready to go.
Yeah. So what else can they do? Obviously, cleaning up the outside.
Yeah.
Curb appeal is huge.
It is huge, especially at this time of year. Have your realtor come in ahead of time and say, what do we need? And you got to stop and think. People are going to be looking at your house probably not during the prime part of the day when it's hopefully sunny.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as it gets darker later and later, or earlier and earlier, and so it gets lighter later and later, you make sure you have adequate lighting in the house. I mean, there's a lot of houses, especially here in Bloomington, that don't have overhead lights. You know, they were built in a time when we didn't do overhead lighting.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure all the light bulbs work, making sure that, you know, before a showing, especially when it's that dusk kind of time, turn on every light in the house.
Yep.
Turn on every light in the house, let it, all the outside lights, everything. Give them a reason to stay rather than the poor realtor and the poor buyers looking around for your
light switches.
Your light switches that may or may not work, or this is the light switch to nowhere. And so they're, what does this work? So those types
mm-hmm.
of things. I mean, it really does make a difference. Also, be really careful. We like those false scents.
Mm.
But they can be overpowering.
In sense, you mean odor smells,
yes,
kind of good smells.
You smell cinnamon rolls and you smell, you know,
right.
all that kind
pumpkin
of stuff.
Pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But be really careful because it can be a little overpowering.
Mm-hmm.
People like to turn on fireplaces too. I mean, it really creates a nice ambiance. Be cautious about things like that.
Worries me.
It worries me too. Especially
if you leave.
Well, yeah,
most people aren't there.
Leave. No.
So you turn on your fireplace and you leave. I would never do that.
No, but a lot of people do. I understand. If you're going to be right back, then it's not so bad. But or let the agent know that we're going to have the fireplace on and it's okay. We're going to be
mm-hmm.
back, you know, right after you're done.
Right.
Because I always feel bad. I always call the other agent and say, "Hey, I'm leaving the house. The fireplace is on." The house hadn't burnt down yet, so you don't want to be the last one out of the house. And, well, you know, everything, you know, the fireplace was on.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I would call you and just say it's on or turn it on when you get there if
yeah.
you want it on.
Or leave a little instruction. You know, there's so many fireplaces, you know, anymore that you just flip a switch and they come on and they come off. So that's a nice thing to, you know, just turn it off when you're done. And
yeah, that's a good idea, actually, to leave little notes even
yeah.
throughout the house that says, you know, this switch goes to this.
Yes. 'Cause
especially if it's an unusual switch.
Yeah. And there's a lot of unique houses with lots of unusual switches. I've seen all kinds of switches.
Mine are flipped around in the hallway. The one next to the door goes to the upstairs. The one next to that goes to the outside.
Yeah.
So.
And it's, you know, that's not a bad sign. It's just, it makes the whole process, you know, when you're looking at a house, a little less stressful for
right.
the people looking at it. And so they're not trying to figure out it. And they really want to see the house. You
yeah.
know, so, you know, turn on every light, make sure. If the weather is, you know, if it's snowy outside, put a rug at your front door so that people can take their shoes off.
Right.
And when you're looking at houses, wear appropriate shoes that you can get off and on pretty easy,
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
So I always carry a snow shovel and paper towels and things like that because sometimes you have to shovel a driveway of a vacant house or shovel
yeah.
the sidewalk and that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be right back with Brian and myself to talk more about how to prepare your house to sell for the fall.